Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Yeah, welcome everybody. We're going to focus on women today. Women not being too nice to other women. And we wrote a book about that.
We did. In fact, I think it was called Mean Girls at Work.
It was.
Yes, How to Stay Professional When Things Get Personal.
Yeah, and I think people are buying it and reading it. So, all right, let's answer some questions on that. Christine, our producer.
So our first question says, unfortunately, the jealousy experience in my workplace is women to women or women sticking it to women. How can this be managed by individuals when the corporate culture doesn't seem to want to acknowledge or address this issue? By not addressing the elephant in the room, this behavior persists and can create huge unnecessary distress for women who are targeted.
It's so unfortunate that management doesn't want to address this issue.
Yeah.
So my blink on that is that the management are men.
What?
And that they don't see it. They don't even know that it's going on.
Yeah, I think we need to go back to some fundamental basic facts about the differences between men and women competing and covert competition between women and how often it is nonverbal.
We don't have that much time.
Guys don't pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't see it. So that's my guess is that, yeah, either there's a mean girl at the top or there's guys that just, they don't see it or they think the women are having issues, but they don't want to get involved.
That's right. Because it's scary for guys to deal with women who are in power struggles with each other.
But if you're a woman, you know, this is very real.
Absolutely.
In fact, it's really real. So what we like to say in Mean Girls is rise above it.
Don't go there.
Yeah, we like to say just rise above it, which is a practice I'm working on.
Aren't we all, darling? That's the way
know.
It works.
I don't know. Some people are good at it. But the whole idea really is to just rise above it. If you hear other women being mean to or talking about another woman, just don't respond. Don't get into it with them. Or if somebody says something negative to you about another woman, you can say, are you sure about that? I don't know if that's true. So basically just rising above it and being bigger than it.
Yeah, we like to talk about taking the high road and focusing on the professional work you're doing rather than the personal attacks. But I also want to talk to the person if this individual is experiencing that. Like maybe she's at a meeting and another woman is rolling her eyes while the person asking the question is speaking. That's a really tough thing to handle.
Yeah. You know, you got to read Mean Girls, but some of the suggestions are that maybe you can go to her and maybe you can work it out with her. A lot of times you can't because she won't own up to it.
Right.
And in that case, you know, management's not going to take care of it. Her behavior will eventually get caught.
That's what we hope.
It doesn't always, but, don't counterattack. That's really the key. Big thing.
Yeah.
So don't shut her out. You know, don't talk behind her back. You know, don't roll your eyes when she's
or
speaking.
Or sneer at her.
Or I like, you know, as you're walking down the hall, turn your back on her. Or you know, there's all kinds of things we do to let somebody know we're disapproving and we don't like them.
That's right.
But it's unprofessional.
It is. So honestly, even though it's tough, your job, and perhaps you can enroll other women in doing this, is to take the high road, to act professional, and really to not respond to the catty behavior of the other women who are sticking it to other women.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that this should be something management picks up on and does something about, but I don't know why they don't. It's just never going to be, they're never going to do that.
Yeah. One thing I would say is that if you suspect that a woman is competitive with you, you're probably right. And it's hard because very often a woman who is competitive won't acknowledge it, won't fess up to it. So you really need to know what you know. And still treat her in as professional and friendly a manner as you can.
Do you think it's true that women are competitive and they're not even aware that they're competitive?
All the time, yes.
Yeah. So as more and more women enter the workplace, they're over 50% now. Eventually, it'll be 70% and 80%. I'm not sure what the guys are going to be doing. But anyway, if they'll be home taking care of the babies. This is going to continue. This is something we have to work on as women.
Yeah. So any suggestions that you come up with your colleagues could be helpful as well in terms of how to support each other and how to nip this catty behavior in the bud.
All right, let's go to the next question, Christine.
So the next question says, I would like to know why our manager, a woman, is so arrogant with us, and why does she criticize our good work all the time? She doesn't want to promote the good employees, and she has no relationship with us. Please help.
Uh-oh. This sounds like a covertly...
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. Covertly competitive woman.
Yeah.
Anyone who's more interested in the people that don't threaten her, that's really kind of clear that she's threatened by people.
Yeah, the term I jotted down for myself is this is an easily threatened chronic critic.
Ew.
Yeah. So her job, because she's insecure and competitive and needs to always be the top dog, her job is to find fault with anyone below her. And also anyone who shows great competence is scary for her.
So how do you win with somebody like this?
Well, here's the interesting thing. They want the very thing that they refuse to give you, which is praise.
Oh, so you have to be overly...
solicitous.
Yeah. So you've got to really... kiss up.
Yeah. Which when you're dealing with someone like this, that's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah. But it's kind of easy. I mean, it's,
you know how to do it, but
oh,
not
thanks.
Everyone does. No, I mean, you know how to do it tactfully.
Yeah. I actually taught my daughter how to do this because it's true. You do have to, if somebody is threatened by you, you want to lessen that threat.
Yes.
So that is being more solicitous of them, not bragging yourself, but making them feel really good about themselves.
Or if you do well on a project or a report, you say, you know, I'm so grateful for the support you gave me to make this happen, or your ideas made a big difference in this, or whatever
the
case may
be. Yeah, so
be.
It's the opposite of what you really want to do, because life is not fair. And competition isn't fair.
Life is not fair. And on the other hand, what I would say to this person, because I can relate that you want some recognition, is to go outside of her realm, outside of your department, for that acknowledgement, for that recognition. So
yeah, I also would go outside of that department to get another job. I mean, this is really,
for the long run, it's true.
You know... She's not going to promote you if you're really good.
Right. So use the job to learn what you need to do to get the credentials that are going to help you move forward, and then go look for greener, friendlier, more generous pastures.
I think so. All right. So you competitive women out there, we all need to get along.
Sure we do.
So that's it for this segment.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.